At the 2014 National FFA Convention, we're talking to you today with the National Advisor of the FFA organization, Steve Brown. Mr. Brown, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, maybe your role with the FFA organization. What's really the role of the National Advisor?
Well, the National Advisor, first of all, is a U.S. Department of Education employee serving at the pleasure of the Secretary of Education. And my role is to chair the Board of Directors and to provide strategic direction and guidance and planning for the organization as chairman of the Board of Directors.
Great, obviously, organization to be working with. Their 2014 convention is really getting started right now. Over 600,000 members all across the United States.
That's correct. 610,240. We had a record year last year, increasing almost 30,000 members, almost 100 chapters. It's just an exciting time to be in agriculture and to be associated with this organization because of the growth. But I hope it's because people see the opportunity that the careers in agriculture provide. And so it's an exciting time, and this will be an exciting convention for these students.
This has happened over a lot of years, but we've seen the evolution from the Future Farmers of America to FFA, and that pretty well symbolizes what's going on in agriculture today and with this organization.
Well, agriculture, as we know, is a broad field, and so therefore, when we chose to modify that name, we wanted to make sure that we didn't exclude anyone that might have an interest in the broad field of agriculture, including forestry and our environment and natural resources, conservation and biotechnology. And so it's a great field to be in and a lot of opportunity for our members.
When you think about the broad scope of the type of experiences that FFA members can actually get within their FFA career, their ag education career, what, you know, in your mind, what is the real essence of what the FFA experience ideally is about?
I think in the context of agriculture, it provides an opportunity for them to learn teamwork, problem solving. We call it contextual, inquiry-based instruction, leadership and personal development, communication skills. And those skills are transferable to whatever career they may pursue. And so it helps those individuals to be successful. And we've looked into our history, and we have over 5 million former FFA members out there working.
When you think about 2014, this particular meeting, what's unique about a national gathering of the FFA?
Well, it's always unique. I think we've got a lot of history, and we have the potential. We have the potential this year to break another record with our increase in membership and our pre-registration being up a little bit this year. When we're here in Louisville, Kentucky, we have the potential to set another record-breaking, have a record-breaking convention. And that's always exciting. Even if we don't break that record, it's still great to have. We will have close to 60,000 or more here at this convention. And to have 60,000 young people in one place at one time, all pursuing careers in agriculture is fantastic.
You were talking to some folks just a moment ago and talking about one of your jobs is to be involved in a strategic planning of the organization. Where are we going with FFA in the days to come?
Well, it's always a challenge to see where we're going, but I think we're looking at global. We're looking at helping make or assisting with making the public having a greater understanding of agriculture, knowing where their food comes, that it's safe, that it's abundant. And we are blessed in this country to have a safe, abundant food supply. But as this world grows to 9 billion people in the next number of years, we are going to be challenged to be able to produce that food and help meet the nutritional needs of this world.
Finally, you know, as we think about where we are within the FFA organization, as you look to that future, one of the challenges of ag education is to continue to fit into the overall direction of education in this country, Common Core. How does ag education really, I guess, you know, fit and allow these students to have the ag education leadership development activities of FFA?
Well, the number one thing, even at this convention, is we have a strong connection to our agriculture businesses. And so they can help us, they assist us in identifying those skills that those students need to have to be those employers, to be those entrepreneurs of the future. So that's one thing. The second thing is agriculture across it, or agricultural education, is a natural for STEM. STEM is one of the biggest things we hear about across this country as far as education. There is science, technology, engineering, and math throughout agriculture education, and so that is a natural for us. We just got to do a better job of showing people and identifying where those connections are.
I think your colleagues at the Department of Education understand that?
I think they're beginning to understand that, and I appreciate what they do, and we just got to continue to help them see how that are the standards that we have in agricultural education that we've developed with business and industry input, help, and make those connections.